Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, there's turmoil in my congregation. Dear Stephen Shirley, since you help everyone, I hope you can help me too. I have been the senior pastor of my congregation for 13 years, and lately I've been having a problem with an associate minister. He is 41 years old, and he is on his fourth marriage. Now, his current marriage is in shambles because he has left his wife and moved in with one of the older sisters of the church. He told his wife that he was leaving her, but none of us in the church had any idea it would be Sister Joanne that he moved in with. Joanne is 56 and single, and she knows this man is married, and she knows his wife, but they are not close. When things hit the fan a month ago, I offered them both counseling and advised them that what they were doing was wrong. I told Sister that she is shacking up with a married man, and I told him it was wrong to just leave his wife like that and to cause her this kind of embarrassment. It has caused such a big stir at the church that I had to tell him that he could no longer preach there. Sister Joanne still comes to church like nothing has happened, and this Sunday, she stopped me after church and told me she is very happy, and they have plans to get married as soon as he gets out of his fourth marriage. This man can't keep a job, and he doesn't have anything to add to Joanne's life. I hope and pray that they don't think I'm going to marry them. I don't know how to handle this type of turmoil, so I have turned to you, Steve. What do I do? I want to put them both out of the church. Well, that's not a bad suggestion, Senior Pastor. That is not a bad suggestion. You are the senior pastor, which means you're the leader of the church. You're the shepherd. You know, supposedly what you say goes. You have a staff of ministers. You guys can, you know, have one of those meetings and you can talk about this situation. Because if it's causing turmoil and division in your church, that's not a good thing, okay? You have a direct line to the Lord. You were called by God. So you need to pray seriously about this situation and ask him how you should handle it. If you don't put them out of the church, you can certainly sit him down and not let him preach anymore as associate minister. And does he know the Bible? Is he reading it at all? There's stuff in there about what he's doing. It's in the Bible, okay? And he's in the church and preaching to people. This is his fourth wife. His fourth marriage, and he's working on number five now. If he reads the Bible, I think one of the scriptures says a man who doesn't work shouldn't eat. You say this man can't keep a job. What is he going to offer Sister Joanne? What has he offered his wife, his current wife, and all these other women? Yeah, you need to sit him down. This is on you, Senior Pastor. It's your church, okay? Like I said, you are the leader of this congregation. You have to get your members in line, okay? Your responsibility, part of it as a pastor, is to teach the Bible, okay? And this stuff is in there, so you need to do some more studying, I would suggest, so you can hear from the Lord and see what he'll tell you about handling this situation. Put them out, sit them down, all of those things. Pray for them. Do not, I'm with you. I don't think you should marry them at all. I hope they don't even ask you. If they don't understand what they're doing wrong, there's a problem. I mean, they're breaking 10 commandments. I mean, there's so much sin going on here. You know, this is crazy. And you got to sit them down and tell them right from wrong. Don't they know right from wrong? Because they certainly don't act like they do. And it's on you. Yeah, if you want to put them both out of the church, you probably should, because they're not listening to you. They're not. And it's not coming from you. You're the vessel from the Lord. All right. Jay.
Vessel.
Put him out the church.
The vessel.
Yeah, put him out the church. Put him out the church.
Division and turmoil in the church.
The pastor's job is to pastor. That's his job. It is to pastor. Pastor means to look over, govern everybody in there. The one phrase that I really remember in the Bible that really stands out for me is judge ye not, lest ye be judged. Jesus hung out with thieves, liars, murderers, backsliders. I'm talking about the disciples. He hung out with them people. Who are you to judge a man that's happy with an older? Who are you?
You crazy man.
Who are you to judge a man that has found some happiness and an older woman. Judge ye not, Pastor.
Said the man who's been married 10,000 times.
Said the man had been married. Open the book and Pastor. That's what you need to do. Open the book and Pastor. That's all you're supposed to do. Open the book and Pastor.
Jay, there is a such thing as right and wrong, and you know that.
Open the book.
I don't think he's doing that though. I don't think he's opening the book. I really don't.
That's what you need to do, Pastor.
Because they
open the book and Pastor.
They would either at least know better if he was doing that.
Open the book and Pastor.
That's all he got to do.
Said the man who's been.
What about the wife though, Jay? What about the wife?
Open the book and Pastor.
Ignorant. All right, listen, we'll be back. We'll come back and hear from the young one on the team, Junior. We'll hear from Tommy as well. Subject, there's turmoil in my congregation. This letter was written by the senior pastor. He's been the senior pastor for 13 years. Lately, he's having a problem with his associate minister. Associate minister, 41 years old, has been married four times, getting ready to leave his fourth wife and hook up with one of the older sisters in the church. He has left his wife. He has moved in with this older young lady. Like I said, the associate pastor, 41 years old. He's moving in with Sister Joanne, who's 56 and single. Sister Joanne knows his wife. They are not close. Senior pastor, in the meantime, has told them both, advised them that what they're doing is wrong. Shacking up with a man, she told Sister Joanne, is not what she should be doing. This man can't keep a steady job. He has no plans to help you during the marriage. And what are you marrying him for? And Sister Joanne, she's saying, is just clueless. She's just told her that she's so happy and she can't wait till he gets out of his fourth marriage so he can marry her. And pretty much that's where we are. And the senior pastor says, he or she doesn't know how to handle this, and she wants to put both of them out of the church. I said, yeah, go ahead and put both of them out of the church, or at least sit both of them down. And Jay said, judge not.
And pastor, now, just pastor.
and the senior pastor is a leader and the shepherd of the church. So, I mean, you know, instruction comes from God, and he passes that on to the congregation. They're not listening to him.
I'm with Jay. Pastor. But here's an opportunity to grow our congregation. See, he's missing an opportunity to grow. I know it's turmoil, but there's opportunity in turmoil. See, what you need to open that book and pass, and your sermons should be about them too. Because everybody in there know. And so I came up with some sermon titles you can speak on. Such as shacking up and stepping out.
A little ZZ Hill
in there. This sermon here today is shacking up and stepping out. Or this one might work too. This morning I want to come to y'all. We talking about cheating in the next pew.
Yeah.
Cheating in the next pew.
Yeah. Cheating in the next pew. How about this? My man, your husband. These are some sermon titles he can use. I like this one too. Jezebel's Stay Close.
Oh, come on, man.
Boy, we in here preaching. We got some sermon. Hold on, here go another one too.
Oh, wait.
If you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight.
Wait till tonight.
Yeah.
Preach on it. Preach on it.
Here's another one you got too. Sodom and Gomorrah in your home.
Yes.
And the last sermon I think he could probably preach on that'll probably be effective to grow this congregation. Another woman's trash is another woman's treasure.
Wow. Let me add to that, Junior. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to do right.
Come on, Rushon.
I hate all of you guys.
So I think he's just looking at it wrong.
Yeah, he's looking at it wrong.
Talk about the turmoil in your congregation.
I agree with you guys. I definitely think it's the pastor because he's the leader. Yeah. All right, come on, nephew. What
but
you
there
got?
Is another sermon. Excuse me if I would.
This is Deacon Def Jam in the building. Okay.
Yes. Pastor, you are dealing with a pulpit hoe. I said it right there. Pulpit hoe. You are dealing with somebody that's looking for Bible Belt booty. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for somebody Bible looking for Bible Belt booty. You're searching stupid. And lurking for hallelujah hips. That's what you're looking for.
Hallelujah
hips. Usher Russia. That's who you're dealing with. That's what you got in your... A choir desirer. That's what you have that you're dealing with, okay? Your church has been contaminated with a pulpit hoe. And I'm just saying right now, he carries a virus called NBV.
What's that?
NBV.
What's NBV?
New booty virus. He is just, he loves new booty. Yeah. Ain't nothing like new booty. Ain't no booty like a new booty, because a new booty don't stop. New booty is the problem.
New booty virus. NBV.
NBV is new booty virus. See, what is going on is Miss Joanne is new booty. That ex, that wife he's been with, that's old booty, but now he's got new booty. But what Joanne has not done is done the math on all the old booties. Mm. You won't be long, Miss Joanne, before you will be a new booty, and a old booty is right around the corner. You new booty now, old booty later. It's on the way. All new booties, stand please. New booties. New booties.
Turn to your new booty.
Turn to your new booty. Shirley and Carla, I don't know where y'all fall in. You fall in where you fall in, Shirley and Carla.
Keep my name out of this raggedy church.
When I speak on your booty, bring it up now.
All right.
But the new booties is the problem, but old booties... shall come. Ms.
Thank
Joanne,
you, Deacon Def Jam. Okay, thank you very much.
Don't cut me off in the middle of a booty speech. Don't
you,
do that.
You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM, or you can check out the Strawberry Letter podcast. That's on demand, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.